Hello, and welcome back to our A&B podcast, where today we're going to be talking about brain drain in Greece. So what is brain drain? It's the emigration of highly skilled workers from a particular country. Now, why is there brain drain in Greece? The most important reason their decision to emigrate are the high unemployment rates that reached up to 20% in 2022 and because of irrelevant areas of study and from low income. Greece had been hit hard by a financial crisis crash and are now worrying more about the effects brain drain might have on their societies. In 2022, the national debt in Greece was around 404 billion US dollars in a ranking of debt to GDP per country. An estimated 500,000 people moved abroad during the financial crisis, during which the Greek economy shrunk by a quarter and unemployment skyrocketed to 28%. How is Greece trying to reverse brain drain? The authorities have launched a wage subsidy scheme called Rebrain Greece that offers 500 of those deemed the brightest and best a monthly salary of 3,000 euros if they return to Greece as part of the project. The labor ministry will cover 70% of the cost.
Those who leave often have one thing in common. They're highly skilled, doctors, academics, entrepreneurs. The last ICAP survey of 2019 shows that 26% of people immigrating from Greece hold a degree and 69% of them have a master's or a PhD and have moved mainly European countries. Around 4,000 people that have immigrated has been due to brain drain. Lastly, how are the other EU countries impacted by Greece's brain drain? Well, in Germany alone, between 2012 and 2013, the number of Greek students rose by 30%. In 2012, Germany's Federal Statistical Office totaled almost 6,000 Greek students, of which more than 1,100 had directly begun their studies in Germany. In May 2010, the EU granted its inaugural bailout loan to Greece with conditions of austerity, measures, and reforms.